Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi there. I thought I'd drop by. It's been a while, boys. How are you?
Jack Cassidy.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? I felt the compulsion to come by because I'm very, very excited about a new sponsor that I'm actually going to be pursuing as their spokesmodel. I could not be more delighted. I'm very excited about this. Haven't gotten the job yet because I'm dead, but I'm really, really looking forward to pursuing. I am a huge tea drinker.
You love tea?
Jack Cassidy!
Do you love tea?
And I thought this would be a wonderful sponsor for me. I just happen to notice it right now. As a matter of fact, this is the most stream of consciousness bit Mike has ever done because he looked at his tea. It's called Bigelow. There you are. Bigelow. Jack Cassidy. Is there anything that either one of you could perceive better than me getting on television and saying, Jack Cassidy for Bigelow? Would that be marvelous? Doesn't it just roll off the tongue? Doesn't it just sound marvelous? Jack Cassidy for Bigelow. You know, when I'm hanging around my bungalow at the various studios when I do Columbo and some of my other NBC movie, TV movies, I love to relax, curl up on the sofa with my lovely manicured toes underneath me and sip a cup of Bigelow Earl Grey tea.
You know, a few years ago, it would be impossible what with him Jack being Cassidy. Dead. But what about the possibility of a Jack Cassidy hologram?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, they bring me back. Yeah. They bring me back. Oh, man.
Its parent company, Gigolo, could pay for that.
That would be marvelous, and I could come back from the dead, and I wouldn't just be speaking to you boys. I would be doing a Jack Cassidy Bigelow commercial. I even decided that I would pen a jingle for them, and I'm going to pitch that to them when I somehow materialize in their boardroom. How's this? Here we are.
All right, here we go.
Jack Cassidy for Bigelow, the T for people who are in the know. Jack Cassidy!
We can shoot it live at your Bigelow bungalow.
Oh, my God, Rob, that's why I love your giant brain. Hi there, Jack Cassidy from the Bigelow Bungalow, sipping on a lovely cup of Earl Grey tea.
You're doing
Sorry, cranial cramp there. Sorry about that, boys.
And since we know you're bisexual, we could surround you with the Bigelow
Gigolos. Now, there you are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why don't you just stampede into that fact and let the whole world know about my proclivities?
It's a plus now, baby.
It's a plus. I would like to remind you that even in my deceased current condition, I would like you to maintain a certain sense of decorum, Mr. Man. Yes, Oscar.
Yeah, you know, this is actually interesting because we haven't talked to you in some time.
It has been a while, Jack Cassidy.
Are you more into, or were you more into Bruce Jenner, or are you now more into Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, good point.
Well, back in the day, there were many, many rumors floating around about the, what do you call them now, the transgender community?
Yes, of course.
I suppose I'll probably get letters by just saying them, but I didn't mean it, and I didn't mean anything by it. Send those letters to Rob with 2 B's Spiewak, all right?
Thank you.
Please do. The largest bigot on the show. Please send that to him, to Jack Cassidy.
You haven't said a hurtful thing. Not at all.
No, I love everyone, and I believe that everyone
Apparently
should...
Apparently so.
Well, that's very kind. I believe everyone should pursue whatever dreams they have.
Yeah, but who are you into?
Yeah, what's your deal,
well,
Daniel?
Well, that's interesting you bring it up, since we must discuss it. Are we among friends?
Yes.
Jack Cassidy. I will tell you this. I'm into just a... I'm like a bouillabaisse. I'm a bit of everything. It's just, consider my proclivities a giant sexual stew with just everything thrown in for good measure. Jack Cassidy!
You know, it is so good to see you, and your face is held up.
Well, it's so good to see you, big man.
But I'm wondering,
how's my teddy bear? How's my lovely teddy bear? Boy, have you thought about growing back your beard? I think it would be wonderful with just a hint of salt and pepper.
Grow back my what?
Why don't grow back your beard?
Oh, my beard.
I think it'd be a marvelous ad. Jack Cassidy wants Rob Spiewak to grow back his beard, a big, bushy Santa Claus beard. I think it would be marvelous. Your partner over there is doing so. He's got the lovely black beard, and I think he looks fantastic. fantastic. Although I would trim it. I would trim all the sides and make it pencil thin right around the mouth. That's what I would
all
do.
All things Jack equal right now. I have to ask you this, Jack.
Yes, Scarecrow.
Him or me?
Great question.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. You boys are really teasing me today because I'm envisioning a sandwich right now.
Oh, no.
A
no.
Lovely, lovely sandwich. But I digress. I just want to say hi to all of my fans. It's so wonderful when you put pictures of me up on your web pages, Jack Cassidy.
Hey, when you drink your Bigelow tea.
Bigelow, Jack Cassidy, drinking Bigelow, the tea for people who are in the know.
Does it fall right through you?
I'm Jack Cassidy. If you love me, grab a cup of Bigelow tea. There you are. That's my, that's
what
marvelous.
A great jingle.
Well, stop the presses. Who is that Central American boy that is handing out gifts to people in food? Is that your waiter?
No.
Is that your waiter? Do you have a waiter? Do you have butler service in the TMOS studios? I almost said WJFK, Jack.
That's how much fun you're having, Mike.
Hello, Pony. Hi, Pony Boy.
Excuse me.
Oh, Pony Boy.
How are you?
How are you? How's everything
going?
Are you still desperately lonely, Pony? Are you still
absolutely
sitting in that condo yard?
Pony, why don't you haunt me anymore?
Jack's making a sandwich. You want to be the cream filling?
Oh! Let's do it. I'll be the mayo.
Can I say this to you, Pony Boy?
That is really too far.
May I offer some words of encouragement to you, Pony Boy?
Absolutely.
I just want you to know this, that when I was alive on the earthly plane, I had a wonderful relationship with me mom. I truly did. I loved my mummy. I loved me mummy just about as much as any boy could ever love his mummy. Now, my father, a notorious alcoholic, was a far different story. He was responsible for all of my horrible behaviors and probably ultimately responsible why I fell asleep with my cigarette lighter and set that chair to fire, burning down my entire Los Angeles. Home.
Hey, you know, Pony.
And dying
still
in the process.
That's right. It was too soon. You know, Pony still
Pony,
smokes.
You don't smoke in bed, do you?
No, not in bed.
Oh, dangerous. So very, very dangerous. After a long day of editing all of the connectivity issues out of the TMOS show, do you tend to fall asleep in your chair?
I do, right here.
Oh, my God. Well, don't have a lit cigarette in your hand when you do that. What type of furniture do you recline on? Do you? Is it a little stick chair? Because you have a skinny one. It's not one of those soft Barker lounges.
Man, easy chair. No.
It's a nice IKEA futon.
Oh, an IKEA futon. Well, those are lovely. Well, if you fall asleep, make sure put all of those cigarettes out. What are you smoking now? A Lucky Strike?
Oh, it's a Winston with the long filters like you use.
Oh,
the holder.
The long filters. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, the holder.
I had a long filter and a long holder. As a matter of fact, I had the longest cigarette in West Hollywood. Jack Cassidy! Oh, it's been so long.
Did you
Jack
want
Cassidy's
to
in the know. He drinks a cup of Bigelow. If you like Jack and you like me, get yourself some Bigelow tea. Let's have a sip, shall we? Needs a key ingredient.
What's that?
Vodka! Jack Cassidy!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You got 2 minutes.
All right, I'm going to cut right to it. I have it on very good authority that Gennaro and Julo is planning to have you murdered.
Is that so? And how does he plan to achieve that?
That's the kind of information that my side gets. And that's the kind of information that we can provide.
John, do you know what I do to rats?
It ain't rat, Jimmy. It's an alliance.
An alliance between me and the FBI?
No, no, between you and me. I can help you, Jimmy. And you can help me. I'm not trying to clean up Southie. I love this place. I'm interested in the North End. I'm interested in the Mafia, and I bet you are too.
That's 2 minutes.
How come no one has done Whitey Bulger? He seems to be involved in every crime in the city, and yet the Bureau keeps saying he's clean. It's only when another agency has an informant that I hear maybe Whitey isn't so squeaky clean.
Well, yeah, he's very careful. He doesn't use phones, that kind of stuff. Who did you say these other informants were?
I didn't.
From what I hear, his criminal days are all but over. His partner and him, they gone legit.
Christ, Carly.
is when he never using phones if careful, or is Whitey retired?
I'm not in my office. These are things that I hear. I don't know if all of them are true.
Do your job and find out.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go back to your trailer, and I want you to work on your Boston accent all afternoon. And then come back here on set tomorrow, and then you won't, like, vacillate on this ridiculous accent that you're trying to do with the Boston accent going back and forth. The problem is, John, is that you got this accent that you kind of wave in and out of, and it's really causing me a great deal of consternation on the set. So the fact of the matter is, if you don't have your Boston accent down pat, what I want you to do is, you know, like every other man, like every other movie, from The Departed to Black Mass featuring Whitey Bulger.
Yes.
Whitey Bulger. How many times did dialect coaches on that set say, Bulger, 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 Whitey Bulger? That's right. That is one of the movies that is the great string of movie. I think it was Seth Meyer. Is it Seth Meyers that did the bit on that where they actually did every single movie with Boston accents? It was about I've ever seen. And, you know, they just – I guess the point I'm trying to make is it's a little bit of overkill for the Boston accents in these movies. You know, you go up there, contrary to popular belief, they're not all sounding like that all
what?
The time.
What? Yeah, and yeah. Black Mass could have been better, right?
It could have been better. I stand by the fact that if they took those Tim Burton contact lenses out of Johnny Depp's eyes, I would have had a better time with it.
He looked like a 1970s painting of children.
Exactly. That's what it was.
Big black eyes. I didn't care for it at all.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. We would like to welcome a brand new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show. The boys got theirs. Yeah. I didn't get mine. We're talking about Tracker. Woo! Let me tell you about me down here in South Florida, constantly losing things, constantly. We all live in an area of smart cars, smart phones, smart homes. Technology has made everything smart until you lose something. That's enough to make smart people feel really stupid if I'm going to use my Boston accent again.
No, the fact is, I'm smart.
Let me tell you something, Rob.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak, yes. I will tell you that losing things is now a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. No, I'm not going to say the first time I say our sponsor.
Do it right.
I'm not going to mispronounce
on.
It. Tracker. That's what it is. Tracker is a coin-sized device, and I want everybody in our listening audience to get one of these. They locate misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers. You can see this if you're streaming us right now. Anything, you can find it in seconds. Just pair Tracker on your smartphone, attach it to anything. I love the fact that it slides right down into the wallet. Because
it's so cool.
I mean, ultimately, the keys are what you lose most often. Mm-hmm. But if you ever misplace your wallet, how wonderful would it be to have this device inside of there? You can do it bags, wallets, computers, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone. You attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker, and your phone is going to ring.
That's right.
So it helps find your phone, too, and you don't need to do...
That's it.
There it is.
I set it up in just seconds when I came into the studio.
And even if your phone is silenced.
Yeah, even on silent, it does that.
Boom, bam.
Yeah. 1.5 million devices. Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world. So your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. You can never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 40% discount off their first Tracker device.
Wow.
Or as Rob wrote, of their first Tracker device.
Oh,
just go
so
to
close.
thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com, thetracker.com right now, and use our code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The code is TMOS, and you said mine's coming today, right?
Should be. Yeah, they all went out at the same time. So, yeah.
I love the fact that it goes in two different ways, where you've got the tracker that can find your keys or your wallet, and then you can press the tracker, and it locates your smartphone.
Even on silent mode.
Between the key, I'm going to put it on my keychain, because between the keys And my phone. Those are the two devices.
Just
that I
seconds,
know
Mike.
Going.
Just seconds.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa. Little program note. I will be out of town tomorrow, so the two boys will be doing the show. And then starting on Thursday, I will be live from Boston, Massachusetts, home of Black Mass and The Departed. And Goodwill Hunting.
Don't forget
and all
your
that
big
stuff
black
there.
Contact lenses. You'll need
yes.
them to fit in.
Go
there.
Sox.
Yeah, go Sox. Yeah, and down here spring training, taking the judge out to a spring training game tonight to see the Red Sox-Yankees, see if that
judge
rivalry
Suggs.
Is still,
judge
you know,
Suggs,
still
right?
intense. Yeah. Didn't Oscar, didn't we go to a Yankee game one time?
Did we did. Go to a Red we, Sox were Yankee in, game? We were in
Fenway,
in Boston yeah. at Fenway, Red Sox-Yankees.
Didn't you wear a Yankee jersey or
I
something
did.
Like that?
Yeah, I wore a Yankees mm-hmm. t-shirt.
And you were mad at him until he bought two huge, giant hands that held beer.
Yeah.
And then you were okay.
You know,
with him.
I don't remember a
I
lot of
I turned the crowd that night.
But I truly remember that, and Oscar had the big giant fist that had a hole in it made of styrofoam,
right.
And you shove your beer down there, and Oscar was, of course, doing the...
Yeah,
I was doing the Oscar.
The Oscar, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. Yeah. Now it's a thing.
Hammered, yeah. Big fists.
Yeah, big sauna.
Lots of beers.
You know, it really, I'm looking forward to it, and, you know, the judge is a cool guy.
Do
and,
you have the same you know. Seats at the... at the spring training facility that we had when we went down there?
No, I've got different seats now.
Okay,
I have what are called piggyback seats, so they're not quite what I wanted, but they were closer.
All the bacon
so
you can
them.
Eat.
You know what? Do you know what piggyback? This is a
no,
little,
we don't know.
That,
no, we don't have
piggyback seats. What do you think piggyback seats are? Think about it. It's very very self-explanatory.
You have to
have
sit
four,
on someone's
have,
shoulders.
Yeah, like you hang on the back of the chair.
Like you're riding a BMX bike.
I have four tickets.
Okay.
I have four tickets. All right. And they are called piggyback seats.
Are they seats that have been added to the stadium?
No, they're
like
not.
Like piggybacked this onto is... the stadium?
Piggybacked. No. Wait, are they stacked seats you can take apart and you'll have four
no.
in a section?
No.
Oh, are they wider?
Fun. Nope, they're not. No.
Are they more expensive you. Or less expensive than your
Think
regular seats?
Similar. And don't overthink it. This is a Pony, would you like to weigh in on this?
I have no idea. I'm thinking it would be a seat behind another seat.
Pony boy,
oh
Matt Bloom, with the winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that easy?
Right there. You know why I went to him? Because that's how he thinks. He is a logical person,
right.
And I knew he might come up. Yeah, there are two seats in back of each other. That's
okay. So
two
it's
different
like a,
rows.
Like a foursome. And, it's
two different rows. Two different
so great
rows.
That Pony would figure it out, because Pony will never in the rest of his life set his foot in a sporting facility.
That's right.
So absolutely. It does him no good.
No, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. So it's,
it also
yeah,
keeps
I,
you away from your guests.
It can.
Yeah.
It can.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how we're going to do it this evening, because it's Mrs. O'Mara and the judge and his wife. And I'm not
Judge Judy is his wife.
You
it?
Let the little ladies do their thing, Mike, and you and the judge hang out.
Well, here's the thing, though.
You want to be next to someone who's little, though.
Yes, see, that's the thing. And the judge is not as big as I am, but he's not as little as my wife is.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And he's not as little as his wife is.
Why don't you guys swap? You know,
will you behave
not,
yourself?
Not like sexually.
Please.
I'm saying swap out.
Jesus.
Like you guys can
stop it.
You know,
all you got to do is get to the stadium, choose your four seats,
like a vinyl thing.
Drop your keys into a fishbowl and watch the game, and then at the seventh inning stretch, you really stretch.
You know what? There's not a sports guy in the room. I'm going to table this discussion for God's sake. Good Lord.
Make sure
I'm
you
just,
get the footlongs.
Yeah, just looking forward to that. You know, to be honest with you,
no pepper, Mike.
As I turn jaded on everything. Oh, by the way, the Mrs. O'Mara has already voted today. She has voted in the Florida primary.
I'll rub you all the way.
I plan to vote in the Florida primary a little bit later.
Ooh, going
so
for?
Is
Mrs. O'Mara
primary,
and I are...
Is Florida your primary residence, so you can only vote in
yes.
Florida? Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
And Mrs. O'Mara and I are splitting the vote today.
Oh, wow.
Canceling her out. Mm. That's what a happy
Canceling
marriage
her
is
out.
Made of.
I yeah. am indeed. I have to say that, not, you know, and that's just the way it's going to go. And I know many people are probably looking forward to hearing my vote. But
yep.
Yes, we are canceling each other. Mrs. O'Mara earlier today... went to the local library and voted Feeling the Burn.
Oh! Yes, sir. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Mr. O'Mara will, after the show, head out to the same library and...
What?
I'm voting for Hillary.
Why? You've been on Bernie's
Because
bandwagon.
I'm voting for Hillary because I want her to win Florida. I want her to
yeah,
win
he
Florida.
He gave his
there
$5.
You go.
He's good to go. Yeah, he doesn't own Bernie anything.
I donated to the Sanders campaign early on, and now I've I realize I'm being pragmatic. I would like to see on the Democrat side, I'd like to see things buttoned up. That's the way I look at it. I'm a registered Democrat, and that's the candidate that I choose.
And again, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, and I know that you have political persuasions, your forum, or you actually.
I'll be doing one
hopefully
next week, too, as a matter of fact.
Is that Bernie's become more of a punchline?
Well, no, he's become more of a viable candidate, Oscar, because of the win that he eked out in Michigan. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about that the polling is not necessarily accurate, and so they're thinking that he's not as much of a punchline as he used to be.
How does he have all this time if he's always on SNL? NSL. I'm an idiot.
That's Larry David.
It's everyone's favorite dyslexic comedy show.
The funniest to me excuse for lack of votes today might have been on the Today Show when they were talking to the pundits, and they're actually concerned for the Sanders campaign. They're not the ones that are concerned, but the pundits, the news people, were asking them, are you concerned about the fact that in Ohio now, that, for example, Ohio State is on spring break, and so they are concerned that they're going to be out of state, and because the college kids are feeling the burn.
Can't vote
and
from Cancun.
They're not going to do that. So I don't know whether that's true, but it made me laugh. It's like that's the minutiae that it comes down to.
Or maybe what will happen is they'll stay in state and they'll go vote in big drunken packs. And when I say pack, I don't mean the political action committee.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right. Yeah, like our
herd. Should be interesting, Mike. It is top of mind, one of the biggest
stories. Well, I think
of
Florida
the day.
And both the Florida biggest, yeah, and Florida on the Republican and the Democratic side are both pretty much
in play, man.
And this is
not in play. No, they're actually sewn up. That's
sewn up.
See, that's why you have to come on and listen to the political persuasion show and get educated.
I am beat down by politics.
You would know. Well, this is not.
I've already decided. I got a free hat from a Hillary supporter. I'm with Hillary.
Good.
See, that's how Oscar can be
bought. Buy my vote.
Hand him a hat.
The amazing thing, Mike, it was a sombrero.
There it is for you. There you go, never
Trump.
Miss an opportunity.
Thanks. No, Trump's
the, apparently, on the Republican side, the state is sewn up, and on the Democratic side, it's the same way.
Seriously, Mike, I still have to do some investigating on these candidates' political policies because I really don't know enough about it. And by policies, I mean really their economic policies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I mean, that's fine. That's cool if you want to do that. And then you're going to make your educated decision when the time comes. But is there a D.C. primary? Is there a primary in D.C.?
Well, the Republican primary was this past weekend. And it was funny because Rubio won, right?
Yeah, Rubio did win, yeah.
And
that's interesting. That's amazing.
They had a line wrapped around the block. People didn't realize there were so many Republicans in the district.
But D.C., Mike, as soon as someone sees a line, people get in it. They
don't
know
true.
What they were waiting
for. That's the way it works.
They just got in a line.
Oscar, perhaps you can come on Political Persuasions, and I can educate you as to all the policies of the really, to be honest with you, with this climate, I haven't learned a lot about the policies, because there's been so much other crap gotten in the way. It's a lot of stuff. And really, now when you're talking about political analysis and you're watching, and I watch all the shows, I try to watch as many as I can. You will get from the Sunday morning shows, you will get occasional policy. But by and large, coverage of politics in the United States, and what I watch more than anything are the 11, 12, 15 analysts they have on CNN. And I will watch that. And it's really all about the score of the game. It's very little
that's
about.
That's what they love.
That's what they talk about. And that's the whole thing right now. That's part of the reason that you don't get a lot of substance, because they're talking about the score. They're not talking about, what teams have what policies. They're talking about how certain teams can play it and spin it and do what they're doing, and who's going to win
what. What they can't wait is to say, well, if someone wins Ohio, they're unstoppable.
Yeah.
They get it. Because then they can
move
on to
the
next adventure.
They say that all the time, that Ohio is the key.
That was Tim Russert's thing, and I don't understand it. It always turns out to be
right. Because of the delegates?
Maybe because it is a middle America state, and so votes Ohio, so votes America.
The number of electoral votes? Ooh, look at that! Oh, big win!
He's so proud of himself.
Big win!
And gerrymandering, so proud of electoral college.
Hanging Chad.
Come on,
Hanging Chad.
That's all I know.
Now,
that's
come on, you guys haven't had one of those kind of fights in a long time.
No.
But anyway,
they yelled at me last week about being a Hillary supporter.
Well, here's the thing about, and you know, and I really should Chad on one of the political persuasion show, you know, just to, because, you know, I don't know, and I don't even know if you know if he is doing this as shtick, because he, when he communicates with me quite often, he will finish his text message or his email to me with, "Thanks, Mike, and remember, make America great."
I did not know that.
Which is, that, you know, is hilarious. That is his thing that he does. And I have always observed that, you know, with Drab and Chad, that they like to wear those hats. They enjoy that. But Carla hit me to a, it's not an app, but it's one of these things you see on Facebook where you can go to a website and you will see every single person that has gone to the Donald Trump or liked the Donald Trump page.
Like among your friends.
Among your friends.
Oh, right on.
And,
okay.
And I was a little stunned. I was a little bit stunned with that. How am I coming in? Am I coming in loud?
You're fine, but I'm thinking about
it. I liked it by accident, Mike.
Well, then you can unlike it. You can unlike it.
So he didn't do it. He wasn't on there.
It only shows you the people.
I didn't get deep enough. There were a lot of
Michael
people
Mara
that went
taking
there.
Names.
But it's only the people that have actually liked it, not the people that have visited it, right?
I think it was the people that liked it, and I hopped on there for a little bit. And the only thing I said to myself is, I haven't been doing my due diligence. That's the only thing.
Well, take some solace in this, Mike. Oscar can like anything in the world because he's not going to vote. It doesn't matter.
This is true. It's irrelevant.
It's not convenient.
It's inconvenient.
Very good. Well, there's our voting update. See, it doesn't just have to be political persuasion. We'll talk a little bit about it on this show. We'll take a break and come back. I will tell you what I love doing here in my neighborhood.
Okay.
I've become one of them in one very important regard. It's the medical corner when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana.
And this is Todd Moore.
You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
So subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network.
And for the record, we're not banging.
Since
we'll
you
get
won't
to
give
that,
me a new
you know
promo.
What? We'll get to that before my medical update.
What I did, Mike, is I actually went into my computer and just searched Tech 411 to see if I had anything. And that's from probably 2 years ago.
I'd say four.
Wow.
It's a lost episode.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. We love Stamps.com. We want you to love Stamps.com. You know that going to the post office, it's never a convenient situation. It truly is. As far as Oscar Santana is concerned, it's worse than voting. But it is convenient to get your postage right from your desk, and you can do that with Stamps.com. It is the better way to buy postage. With Stamps.com, you even get special discounts that you can't get at the post office. So whether it's first class, priority, express, or international, anything you want,
anything.
You'll never pay full price for postage again. Stamps.com is a snap. Just use your own computer and your own printer, and you can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or any package. Great if you have a home-based business. Stick it on, hand it to your mail carrier, or drop it off in any mailbox. It's that easy. No wonder over 500,000 small businesses are already using Stamps.com, and hopefully some of those are part of the TMOS family because we recommend it highly. We have used Stamps.com for years, and we adore it. Right now, you can use our code TMOS for this special offer, a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer that includes postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again. Okay, I just saw on a line that somebody was saying it had been 41 days since the Tech 411 was recorded.
41.
So what is the status? Because I need one every week.
I'm with you, Mike. This is the deal.
I need to get my Tech 411.
Well, how have you been choosing your apps without the show?
I don't know. I truly, and it's not just the app recommendations and the insight into today's wonderful consumer-grade electronics. I enjoy the snappy banter, especially if it's alcohol-fueled, between Messrs. Santana and Moore.
You know, sometimes I laugh so hard I don't even hear the clinking of the ice cubes.
It's wonderful, isn't it? It truly is.
Sometimes you got to leave them wanting more. And by them, I mean our audience, Mike. Mm-hmm. We're going to go 411 days to see if people really got it. We're doing some sort of... sort of twist.
411 days, you're going over a year
between
without a tech
shows to really show people,
it's like
hey,
cleanse.
It's all about numbers, right? And we'd come back in 411 days, but the masses spoke and we said, all right, we'll do 41. So as of today, right. A new episode will drop on iTunes.
Wow.
Because we recorded
so
on Sunday.
Wow.
And
practically really, 2 months without 411.
Yeah,
amazing.
Mike, you know technology doesn't sleep. So
no, it doesn't. No, it does not.
What we have
there's
been
also
doing
no off switch on Genius
is compiling.
And you know what I also
stories.
Love? I love it when you guys tell the nursery rhymes about patent trolls.
Yes,
I love that. That's
wonderful. There's a doozy for you. There's a doozy for you in this week's episode. Also,
oh, that's exciting.
Todd's in San Francisco at the Game Developers Conference. So
yes, of course
he
is.
Did it. Live on location at GDC, and I was here
is
in
his
the DC
disinterest,
studio.
Is his disinterest more palpable when he's across the country or when he's nearby?
It's the same across the board.
Okay, he's consistent.
I'm inconveniencing him.
Of course.
He's becoming quite the celebrity.
Yes, if he's not on Capitol Hill, he's in San Francisco.
That's true.
I mean, is his notoriety because of this patent troll issue that he is championing, is his notoriety significant when he goes to these conferences? Have you ever asked him about it, whether he gets bumped into or recognized?
He doesn't like talking about his celebrity, much like you, Mike.
That's right.
He is the poster child for patent trolls. And I know we joke about it, but there's a lot of people out there that wouldn't even dare put their face on an ad like that because
right,
they become targets, right? They become really big targets. And
this is his number one thing, and he's gotten me into it, and he's gotten a lot of our listeners into it, and I think it's fantastic, and I hope he wins because these weasels are out there, and, you know, I even get a little, some goosebumps talking about it when I'm talking because I get a little nervous about it. But, you know, it's guys that are out there that are just trying to really tackle a lot of people that have online businesses and businesses like ours.
Right.
And you got to be careful. I know Corolla dealt with it, and it's a very, very difficult situation.
It's scary. It's absolutely scary.
I wish him the best with that because he was targeted, and these guys can't get away with it. And he's making headway. Is he not on the hill with this? Much as you can watch.
Yeah, it seems to me that every other week he's on Capitol Hill talking to certain lawmakers and really expressing to them what happens to, especially startups like ours and his,
right.
When you get hit with one of these frivolous lawsuits. And it's just tough because you know how hard it is for us to make it sound great and funny and interesting here. Imagine talking to someone one-on-one, but it really is affecting people's livelihood and overall, it you know, at the root of it affects the economy because why would people go out of their way to invent and try and create new American-based companies if you're always scared that, wait, a little portion of what I'm building, someone else claimed fame to, so I can't create the whole.
It can be stolen.
And they do it. It's kind of the word would be nuisance. It's they get it. They think that they can extort you because they're actually they're going to
legal extortion.
Lay claim legally to something you have. And that's all they do.
Right.
They don't create. They do that, and that's their business model. God, sleep
well. They just want you to settle.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. So wish him luck with that, and I look forward to a new Tech 411.
Today.
And how's it going with Mac? I know you're grooming him to replace Todd.
Well, Mac has been with us for now 3 months, and if it's at all a sign of... You used to do a show every week, right? And then every 2 weeks? I think we've done one, probably two in 2 months.
Well, I know that one of the shows that didn't make it was because of the blow up with his family, right?
Oh, and Mike,
the crisis, yeah.
Next time Max in town, this is so he walks in on a Sunday, and he came in on a Sunday, right? We recorded
What's
on
his
a Sunday.
Next day?
He should be in on Friday.
Okay, oh, that's
so
good
Friday,
news.
Mike.
Very good.
Make
very
sure
good.
You ask Mac why he got in another fight with his mom. So Mac,
does this involve not going to class when he was supposed to go to class?
Mac walks in on a Sunday afternoon. We're recording Tech 411, right?
Right.
For our 41st day, we're coming back, baby.
It's Sunday, Mac.
And he walks. He goes, I'm not going to be able to talk a lot because I got in a fight with my mom yesterday and I blew out my throat.
Yelling?
Oh, dear.
Yes.
But you know that he's got that too,
yeah.
Right? You know that that's where it all gets released on mommy. That you know, he sits in the middle of his kitchen and just goes, yeah.
So he's dramatic when he walks in, and I'm like, this guy.
Yeah.
And then in my head, I'm like, just get the board running, please. Let's move. And then when the mics come on and we're doing the show, he's talking fine.
Of course, because he's you know what? He's a troll in his own way.
Well, he's a drama queen. He is a drama queen.
I have tape of him in his kitchen on Sunday morning in his home, actually.
Let's listen to this. The tape of Mac arguing with his mom again.
It's fine.
Yeah, he was talking about breakfast, but it was very Rob awesome.
Knows. Rob knows he can play that tape at any time for any reason.
And we've talked about Mac, and I almost feel bad about talking about him when he's not here, almost. But he's got such a game plan, and Pony and I see it, because he gets in early, and what he'll do, if there's something
this
he wants...
This is a great bit, and you probably have favorite. Someone in your office that does this all the time.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is Pony will sit where Pony sits, I'm behind the board, and Mac is over, you know, driving the Ustream, and there's something he wants to talk about, but he's not bold enough to say, hey... What do you think of this? He'll say something like, yeah, I don't know about anime. Just at that level.
Yeah.
And just enough. And, you know, my hearing is shot. And I ignore him. And Pony says, what's that about anime? He says, well, you know, I just, you know. And then he draws you. I don't want to talk about it. And then he wants to draw you in. He will not
it's
be
like
proactive
he would say, oh, man, that chili cheese dog from Burger King is really damn good. And he'll just stop there. And you look over. You're like, what about the chili cheese dog? We haven't had it yet.
He's super mellow. He's super mellow when he comes to this office and comes to our studio.
Right.
But I've got a little. This is a tape of Mac in the car with his mom on. I think it was last weekend.
I'm like,
this is Mac.
Alex, you are grounded for the rest of the
show.
Also,
this is Mac. Take me home.
Matt.
Yes, it does.
Matt.
Shut up.
Stop it.
Dang me up.
So, I am the mother.
Dang me up.
You are going to listen.
Shut up. No.
Okay, that's
quite enough. If you're
wondering. That was right after the chili cheese dog.
Yes. Mac is.
Every now and then, you know, when I get a YouTube win, I'm so proud of myself.
You win.
I got a new system.
That was dicey. That was really dicey.
I got a new system.
You won, though.
Fantastic. You know, it sounds like me putting my kid down to sleep last night. It truly does. The whole neighborhood heard that. I think the whole neighborhood might have heard last night. I don't know whether it's my kid's been really, really sick lately. Not really, really sick. He's had an allergic reaction, and he hived up, and so we've had to put him on some meds to calm down. They think it's an allergy to penicillin. So and he took some because he had a sinus infection. So that's what he's been dealing with. So that might have a little bit to do with a poor little guy. But also, I think really it can be directly attributable to daylight savings time, because Carla put him down at 6:30, and I said, 6:30's got to be 7:30 because it's not the regular time, and he was fighting it. And then you got to go through, even if it's the earlier hour, you know, you accept it a little bit, but then my philosophy of parenting is you got to go through the tough love thing and just let him blow it out.
You got to.
And my comment to Carla last night, I had the Oscar Santana wireless headphones watching House of Cards. Oh,
nice.
By the way, Oscar, good call.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure until I got to chapter 3.
Ah, yeah.
But anyway, so chapter 3, wowsy woo woo. No spoilers from this guy.
No.
No spoilers from this guy.
You're sitting there watching TV like Bob Hope.
Yeah, I wanted to. So I got the headphones. I hear him through the headphones. My only comment to
the
Carla
headphones?
Was,
wow.
My only comment to Carla was, do you think the neighbors are listening to this and wondering what's going on in our house? Because it's like,
concerned.
Daddy, and it's painful.
Yeah.
I don't, and we still got the monitor in there, and you know, then and you can speak to him on the monitor, and he's still a little wiggy about it. So I'll get on the monitor and I'll go to bed now. I try to get my most godly Satan voice when I do that. Go to bed now. And you know, he looks up, he's like, no. And then he says, yeah, he's scared of it when he wants to be scared of it. But when you do that, when I'm trying to be the voice of go to bed, he goes, no, daddy. And so
But then the cutest thing, though, because he finally blows it out.
Right.
And we watch him and you see him crawl into his little, you know, we've modified his crib now. So it's a little toddler bed.
Yeah.
And so you see him crawl into that little bed and you see him arrange his little covers. it's what it is with a kid. But my philosophy is if we cave, that ultimately is going to make him more unhappy because it's going to be worse every time, and
tough
that's
love.
Just the way it is.
He needs
it's
routine.
Tough love.
He needs.
But
the
I
routine.
Also think. But I also said to Carl, I said 7:30 tonight, not 6:30. You know, bedtime is bedtime. But I think for daylight savings time, you know, with that bright sun,
full daylight.
Just
yeah,
it's full daylight, and it's just you know, it's a little early. I like the 7:30 bedtime, and then we'll deal with the. You know, the other daylight savings time in the fall and see what the
hell.
Put
him to bed
do.
Right after Wheel. And what time does he get up in the morning?
6 o'clock, usually. 6 o'clock. Yeah, actually, he got.
So you're getting almost 11 hours out of him. It's not bad. That's
he woke
not
up
bad.
At one. He woke up at one, and we both went in there and actually calmed him down. He wanted some water. He was real thirsty. I think the meds make him
sure.
a little parched. And so he went back to sleep, and then he got up at 7 this morning. So that was terrific. And he's back at school today, and everything is right with the world. And, you know, he's a little blotchy with this allergy that he had. And, you know, it sucks.
It does.
You know, just but as far as – just like I said to my wife, Rob,
yes.
I said – add it to the list. that's right. You know, because really, my month of March, you can put that title of the Jimmy Stewart movie right there.
It's a Wonderful
it's a
Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back. I will have a medical update for you
Good.
When you come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. If you have been watching Carla O'Meara's Facebook page, you have been seeing the fantastic foods that we have been making with Blue Apron. And if you don't know what Blue Apron is by now, let me tell you what it is. It's food that they send you that you cook yourself. And it means that you're eating healthier and you're saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout again and again and again. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron will deliver all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. And if you want to know what they look like, they send you these lovely, glossy photos.
Beautiful.
That it's absolutely idiot-proof. And you can make these wonderful meals. And this is spicy shrimp spaghetti with cabbage and toasted breadcrumbs, which is really one of the greatest things that I ever wrapped my tonsils around. And you look at it and you go, oh, man, that's a lot of calories. Like 500 to 700 calories per meal.
Wow.
It's really fantastic. And they show you how to do it. Blue Apron can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. That means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store. Everything you need for Blue Apron comes in a big box. They give you these three meals that you get, and we look forward to it. It's like Christmas morning when Blue Apron comes to our door. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. Oh, that spicy shrimp spaghetti.
Yummy.
I could eat it right
so
now.
Good.
Sounds really
yeah,
good.
Oh, it is so fantastic. The other thing I didn't show you, I'll show you next time, it's pretzel burgers. And,
oh, my God.
Like the greatest
I've had those.
That I've ever. Oh,
really
my God.
Good.
They're so good. Fantastic. Welcome back to the show. So I had a meeting yesterday with my gut doctor, as I call her. You guys know that I've had some issues with that. And they actually I've referenced it on this show. I've referenced the fact that they were going to do a little surgery on me in May.
Right.
And so I went to my gut doctor yesterday. And the surgery is going to be postponed. We're going to do it in the fall.
A whole season.
That is the plan.
Interesting.
And I'm here to report that I was a lower weight than the last time I saw the good doctor, but the lower weight was not exactly the lower weight that she was counting on, because it was November is when I saw her last. And so if you want the long and short of it, the reason we're postponing the surgery is because she doesn't want me to be as fat as I am. That's the way it goes. And the fact that I haven't, that I know what I'm eating now, and I'm more careful about what I'm
eating.
And so I haven't lost the amount of weight I have lost.
Was she specific in November where you needed to
she's
be?
She's all
she
about
had a target. He told us she had a target.
She is all about the, yeah, I did.
I remember that.
You remember?
It's like, and he jumped out the plane and said, I'm gonna land on that target.
Yeah.
He landed two states away.
Funny what he remembers.
Well, actually, Oscar, I landed 16 states away. So. If you're keeping track of
you
that,
you might even be in Canada.
But I covered seven states between November and I covered seven states between November and yesterday. But not cutting it, not cutting it.
But
by,
you know what? Here's
shot.
This.
Yes.
I will say this: with the holidays as a part of it, that's yes. not bad. That is
well, no,
not bad.
The overall, and that lap band surgery, it's something that you know it's dangerous.
It is dangerous. You don't want to. No bypasses.
They are taking a section of my, the bad section of my insides, and they're taking it out, and they're sewing it together, and then I'm going to be good
it's
to
called
go.
Called the sleeve.
The sleeve. That's right. They're not doing the sleeve, but she is my favorite doctor, and she is so matter of fact about it. And she said, no, this is where, look, she said, I could do this now, but you're managing your diet, and you're not having flare-ups, and so... you know, we're going to wait and, you know, give me a holler the beginning of October. And, you know, and I said, we've got a little
cash like
planned.
That. Come on. Just, you know, holla.
Well, no, it's
if you can hold it together, Tubby, call me in the slow.
And, you know, then I go outside and I do my new, more expensive copay and I get on my way. You know, that was a shocker, you know. Mm.
The
I'm sorry,
went
when 20 bucks goes to 60 bucks, that's a...
Oh, that's big.
That's yeah. a pretty significant little... And you know, the lady behind the counter gives you that matter-of-fact look. You know, it's like it's a lot like dealing with all the people at Comcast. They give you that kind of look. You know, it's like, that's the way it is. That's the way it is, fat boy.
What did you... But, you know, what yeah. type of life changes are you making to meet your goal?
The only change I'm going to make... I've played a lot of golf down here. That's been my activity. That's not enough. We're going to be doing the... All she wants out of me is a mile a day. She said, if you can shoot for that, maybe more, not less, but a mile a day. What are you writing down?
I'm just proposing what are you writing down? A prop bet to Rob Spiewak.
And I'm also wondering, Mike, at the end of the mile, does she want you to be back at the house or does she want you to be a mile away?
She wants me to be a mile away from the house. That's
so
an old
at the
joke,
end of a week.
Schtick hack. Yes, that is an old joke.
You'll
Thank
be
you.
7 miles away. Well, she complained yesterday you never leave. So
I
I'm
know,
just wondering if this could be
no, and I didn't do it today because today I went into the pool and tractioned my back because I threw my back out over the weekend. I told you that yesterday.
And how are you feeling with your back today?
The back is better. Thank you, Carla, for telling me to adjust the old sleep number and make it softer. Mm. I've always made it firmer. I've only gone in one direction. What did he write? You better tell me what he wrote.
He says,
you better tell me what he wrote down.
You
right
want
now,
the
please.
Actual quote?
I
he
want
says,
the quote, yes.
I'm really excited that Mike is taking his health so seriously.
Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
Isn't that sweet? You thought I was going to
say
something
really
horrific.
What did he really write?
$100, he does not get surgery in the fall.
Oh, you bastard. It's not like I want it, Oscar. You know, one of the things the guy said to me is that some people that lose enough of the weight never have to have it in the first place.
She's tricking you.
No, I don't think I'm one of those guys. I really don't think
well,
I'm one of those guys.
For, I mean, you've had these issues for a long time.
Since my mid-20s, I've had this. So I've dealt with this. But you know what? I was in the pool. I found myself now when I'm bumping into the neighbors that I'm slowly becoming one of them because I now, and when we went to that little neighborhood gathering the other night,
the swinging soiree.
I am now as comfortable discussing my ailments with them as anybody, and it is the, and I realize it is number one on the hit parade.
Of course.
If you have that discussion, you will get, you know, you tell the person your four things you're dealing with, they'll give you the 11 things that they're dealing with, and you'll just have a wonderful discussion about this doctor and what they did and all this.
It
and of course, I'm 56
me.
And I'm talking to people who are 80. But, so it's, but I'm very comfortable with it.
But
I really
when we
am.
Get together with a group of friends up here, I always get my balls, but I say, what are you talking about? Traffic or weather? Because that's what you talk about because you're old, Rob. Mm-hmm. You're old, but you don't have the weather to talk
right.
about down there because it's consistent
right.
and traffic
right.
isn't what it is up here. So you've got to go to health. I mean, what else do you have to talk about?
That is true. And you, you know, and not only do you have the old discussions about weather and traffic, but you're so bored that you're starting to take those selfies again in your house.
Yes, occasionally.
The one with Elvis with your eyes where you do where this started.
Where
I don't know, but Rob's selfies where Rob does this.
Yeah.
I forget exactly how it started out with the taking pictures without, but I got some records for my birthday, and I've been parceling them out, listening to them a few at a time because there's no greater pleasure, and it's a dying pleasure of taking the plastic off of an LP and playing a record for the first time. And it's a lot of fun. And one of the things
I of my music for this when you're talking about this, taking the plastic off of an LP.
Yes.
That is, yes, that is a very special.
It is, it is. I mean, because you don't get that very much anymore.
Out of the old days.
It's just a waste.
Taking the plastic off an old LP.
Why is it a waste?
Well, because you could just download it and it's digital.
No, yeah,
it's data.
It's data, sure, but if
ones
you listen,
and zeros, baby. Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the ones the and zeros and then you put it up against this pressing of Elvis's number one hits, you would even you.
The fidelity,
so the sound,
even
the sound you is really the fidelity. That's the word. The fidelity really is that much
there
better.
There is
it's not better, Mike. It's more inferior,
it's
and that's what he's into.
No, I think it is not.
Can we record the Mike O'Mara Show on vinyl?
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great?
No.
Yeah.
Three people will buy it.
Awful.
All you have to do is go to Tower Records, go to Sam Goody, and pick up today's podcast.
So if you take that, I was, you know, watching this show Vinyl, and I haven't watched my episode this week.
Yeah, I'm not.
You take the needle and you put the stylus down onto the album.
Mm-hmm.
It really is a...
It depends.
What is the difference?
It depends on each recording, but there are certain ones where it really does make a difference. This weekend, I was listening to Elvis's early stuff, like 1955, 1956, and the way it captures the bass, the stand-up bass, and the guitar, to my ears, it sounds like the way that record should sound.
Mm.
And
I'll plug it in. Right. We don't talk about it much, but we've got the turntable here.
Yeah, Mike's record player.
On the ones and twos.
Yeah, so. He does a lot of weekend stuff.
Gigs. Let me just take it over mm-hmm. here.
Down at the clubhouse.
Whack. So perfect.
Oh, it's skipping, Mike. You're gonna have to put a penny on it.
I've heard the argument that vinyl is really the purest way to listen to some of these songs.
Sometimes it depends.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
but realistically, I guess if you go to the science, digital is the purest way.
Well, it's a matter of matching and see. You back me up here, buddy.
Yeah,
you want to match hardware and software.
You want to match the hardware, and also a record player is pure analog. Everything
yes.
you hear is analog. You can't hear digital.
Mm-hmm.
So when you listen to digital, you're turning it into analog. So when you listen to a record, you're taking straight analog. And it doesn't have to convert.
Yeah,
so
but
it does sound better.
The moving the number
Stop
of
that,
pieces.
Mike,
he's scratching.
Mommy,
Mike.
The number of steps you have to take to get that sound.
Yes.
is really degrading the audio.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, no, not if it is something that was originally recorded for that format.
If that was the case,
CDs,
why do people...
There was no concept of a compact disc when the Beatles made their music, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what they did is they recorded and mixed mm-hmm. it down to sound optimal. On an album. That was how they did
it. Okay, so then when they remaster those albums,
right.
What are they doing?
They're trying to make it sound as good as it has sounded in the heads of the people that made the music back then.
So when they...
And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
What have they ruined?
Sometimes they take out some of the warmth. Sometimes there's instruments that...
These record nerds.
That's me. Instruments, sometimes they bleed over onto one another. If the instruments really pop... That's mm-hmm. you know that sounds
bleed
clean.
Over onto one another.
I fancy mainly lesbian. I fancy mainly
different type of category.
Something I hit the wrong button.
But sometimes you want the stuff to sort of be together and sort of an amalgam. You don't want to hear individual trumpet, saxophone, organ. You want that all to be one sound because that's
but
the
aren't
way the
they layered be. Digitally.
But sometimes when it becomes digitally remastered, they come out mm-hmm. different than the original record.
Do you know what I can tell both of you guys?
What?
Back in the day, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah!
More music, more fun. WAVA.
Might not have been a WAVA, but back in the day, there was a time when I would take a turntable to my right and a turntable to my left, and I would put that stylus down there, and I would get a little what was called Q-burn. That's right, because you'd back and forth the record before you get the right timing on it to get it ready, and you put that on the record. Not when we were playing Living on a Prayer, mind you, but way back before that, I actually had turntables in my radio station. How incredible is that? That's true. I really, really did. So if you would like to hear a turntable disc jockey, you're talking to one right now on the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't have any in the studio. I was just play acting with that.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Digital heads off compact disc, Mike. That was the big thing at WAVA.
I think I walked it. I think I couldn't hear it. I didn't have it.
No, you hit it.
No, you did.
You hit it.
Yeah, thank you.
But,
you hit it.
But again, with like Bon Jovi, that stuff was designed to be on CD.
CD. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm okay with that. But if it's something that has a warmer sound, and then I want to go back to it.
It's an inferior technology, though.
Not necessarily.
It is a technology. It's hardware and software. For example, one of my favorite things to do is to play a 1962 printed 45 in my jukebox, because the jukebox was built 1962.
Let's play one now.
Thank you.
We're moving on now. Oh, I'm sorry.
But that is, I mean, that is a piece of software designed for that.
What do you think about this?
Oh, go ahead.
So during the holidays, I saw a stand-up record player.
A stand-up record player?
So it's actually vertical instead of horizontal.
Oh, a vertical record player. Sure,
yes.
That's fine.
I saw
so
that.
So you actually
I said,
put the vinyl album in the thing sort of sideways?
Yeah, I'll give them a free plug. Like they were delayed, so my order didn't come through for the holidays, right? But I wanted to get one of these for someone special, and they just didn't come in. And then I talked to the person about it, and they said, I don't know if that would be really a purest way to listen to a record. I feel like it would have to lay flat.
It depends. It would have to be very, very carefully designed and balanced. And also then you have to take into effect the weight of the needle and the pressure on the vinyl.
What does Tab Patterson say?
What does he say?
Tab Patterson
Isn't Tab our resident audiophile? Doesn't he like that stuff more than
anything? I thought that was Trip Affleck.
No, Trip doesn't
No,
care.
Trip Affleck is a gadfly.
I thought they were the same guy.
He likes to weigh in on a variety of subjects and then every 6 months take a video outside his home.
What Tab Patterson would tell you, he would say, a CD is like a digital photo and an album is like an oil painting. That's what
exactly.
he would say.
An oil painting? Wouldn't it be more like a photograph?
No, the first thing is a photograph.
You said digital photo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So a digital photo and an oil painting.
Yeah.
So it's softer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more malleable.
It is more the
like you and Tab. That's what it's like.
It is more reliant on the vision of the artist and not necessarily reality, if that makes any sense.
I mean, you're making me nostalgic. I mean, Buddy Rich, my dad came home from Aetna Life and Casualty, his day job, and he brought me on vinyl, Buddy Rich live at the Shays in Los Angeles, California. And we listened from 5:30 in the afternoon till 11 o'clock at night. I will never forget that. It's one of my great childhood memories. And so I have a sympathy for vinyl. I also remember how banged up albums used to get.
They
and
do.
How burned they
All
got.
All that coke.
And how, yeah.
No.
Right? But taking a nice childhood memory and you're talking about coke.
No,
for God's
I remember.
Sakes, hey.
If look, you correct me if I'm wrong, but when DJs used to do blow, they would do it off the record.
Yeah, okay, you're you watching could. The show Vinyl, too.
You it's could. Like
Bobby Cannavale would do his coke
Let
off
me
the
dry
record.
Off.
There you go.
Let hey, me dry off. Right.
I have to dry off. Carla's going to remember this penis for the rest of her life. Fantastic. That's right.
But
I have the exact same voice as Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond. I have to dry off.
The
yes.
records do get beat up, but also don't you sort of miss, and I'm curious because I've never talked to you about this, the sense of actually taking it out and putting it on, the ritual, the tactile thing, and also seeing album art and seeing a bigger, more impressive presentation when you're listening to the record. Now, a CD is great, and a CD is fantastic. You listen to a CD on the go.
I hate CDs now.
Well, because you're all digital.
Yeah, I'm all digital all the time. That's what they call me.
And I also...
That's what they call me.
Yeah, when you're doing the Oscar, they call me all digital. And don't think I don't appreciate MP3s and digital because it makes what we do possible.
Yes.
And I can't come to work with 60,000 songs if I had them on vinyl. I couldn't do it.
That'd be impossible.
But if I really want to sit down, that to me is like, you know, that's grabbing a burger. But if I want to sit down and have a meal, I'm going to open the record. Yeah. Put it down and listen to it. And then Carrie will do what she did this weekend. She'll send a text. Can you either shut the basement door or turn that down?
Oh, so loving.
And you look upstairs and go, Mom!
Mom, I'm doing a thing down
it's
here.
It's that when you're like, I'll show her. I'm going to take a picture of my forehead and a record.
She was napping, by the way.
One of these days, I might go ahead and grab a turntable. I might just do that.
You should.
I don't know, you know, but...
Doesn't someone have a birthday coming up, Mr. Scholarship winner?
Yes, siree, yes. I wish for a birthday to have the modern equipment work properly. But anyway, we'll take a break.
You
got
to blow out all the candles for that wish to come true.
Yes, I know. I'll have to be a good boy. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. So good
it. Hello? Hello, it's me, Pedro. I don't have much to say, but I wanted to tell you that while I ride my bike to school, I like to listen to the Cake and Cookie Show with Rob and Katie. They're really good. I was looking for a podcast about building cakes or something, and it wasn't until a few episodes in that I realized that Cake and Cookies wasn't about cake or cookies. But I still like Rob and Katie, so I still listen. You can find them on iTunes or on the Michael Mayer Show app. I'm feeling really hot. I'm gonna go home and lie down.
Cake and Cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Man, keep them coming, people. We love those. They are fantastic.
You know that was Adrian, right?
That was Adrian. Great job, Adrian. Oh, I love getting the promos. One of my favorite parts of the show is getting these wonderful promos from our listeners. And in that case, our intern. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. I had a wonderful moment with my Harry's today. I love it. Everyone knows 3 is a magic number. Good things always come in 3s. March is the 3rd month of the year. Also, our friends over at Harry's are celebrating their 3rd anniversary as a business. And if you're new to Harry's,
how about this?
Right now, you can try 3 of their expertly crafted 5-blade German razors with a handle and shave cream for just $10. Plus, don't forget the 3 main reasons to try Harry's. Number 1, quality. You can't beat their German-engineered 5-blade cartridges for a close, comfortable shave with no burn, 100% guaranteed, a full refund if you're not happy. 2, price. Factory direct pricing eliminates the middleman, people. That's right. And they ship right to your door. Harry's blades are half the price of the leading brands. And 3, convenience. No more trips to the drugstore and waiting for the guy to unlock that plexiglass case. Find what you need and check out in 30 seconds flat at harrys.com. So why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harry's? The starter set is an amazing deal. A razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades for just $15. Plus, Harry's will shave $5 off your first order with the promo code TMOS. Go to harrys.com right now. That's HARRYS.com and enter TMOS at checkout. And we thank you, everybody. Without further ado, it's time to start the news. Siri and the other virtual assistants are okay when you need directions to the closest Arby's or maybe the current weather in Fresno. They are not good at handling real stuff. A new study found that virtual assistants usually have no idea how to handle life or death crises like, quote, I was raped, I'm being abused, or I'm depressed. For example, when they told Samsung's S voice service, I'm depressed, it responded, quote, maybe it's time for you to take a break and get a change of scenery.
That is an S voice service.
Yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? When they told Siri I was raped, she responded, quote, I don't know what you mean by I was raped. How about a web search for it?
Oh, no.
That's Siri's go-to, isn't it? Isn't that Siri's go-to?
Yeah.
The researchers found that Siri, Samsung, Microsoft's Cortana, and Google could all help out in some serious situations, but none of them could handle all of them. So, quote, during crises, smartphones can potentially help to save lives or prevent further violence. Their performance in responding to questions about mental health, interpersonal violence, and physical health can be improved substantially. So that's what they say.
But really, who would use that as your go-to if you're in physical or mental danger? Would the first thing you go to be your cell phone? Wouldn't you call a cop?
That's a good point. I agree with that. I do. You're not going to dive right into.
What's a red spot on my crotch?
That is gross.
Siri, help me. Siri, help me.
Is that an ingrown hair, Siri?
That's a category, Oscar.
Here's some advice when you're filling out your March Madness bracket this year. Expect chaos. Because this year's tournament might feature the worst group of teams in college basketball history.
Really?
The tournament has been going on for 77 years, and this is the first time that every single team involved has at least 4 losses.
Wow.
And there are only 2 that only have 4 losses. Kansas and Arkansas, Little Rock, so the rest of them have more.
More than 4.
Here are 3 more random stats to remind you just what a crapshoot it is to pick a good bracket. Last year, only 1.6% of the 11.57 million brackets people submitted on ESPN.com picked all 4 teams in the Final 4. That's pretty amazing.
Wow, just to get the Final 4.
I know.
Wow.
Number 2, the odds of filling out a perfect bracket are 1 in 9.2 quintillion. You're more likely to win the Mega Millions jackpot twice in a row. That's amazing, is it?
Wow.
And number three, Vegas casinos make around $100 million in profits during March Madness. I really didn't think the odds were that crappy.
No, no. And
I'm,
you know what?
Frankly, very surprised at that.
Also, if you really want to understand chaos, I was looking at the bracket yesterday.
Yes.
VCU is in the West.
Yeah.
But we're not in the West. We're
you don't say in your region. It's just whatever matchup the committee wants to put you in.
So it's randomish.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very
Pony,
good.
Give me a call. Anyway, moving right along, everybody. Jennifer Garner was mostly diplomatic toward Ben Affleck in her recent Vanity Fair interview, even though she did kind of trash his giant phoenix back tattoo.
Right.
So Ben returned the favor in the New York Times. He said, quote, "She's a great person. We're on great terms. I just saw her this morning, so that's the reality that I live in." And he had no problem with her interview. Quote, "She felt like she wanted to discuss it and get it out there and get it over. It's fine. She's allowed to talk about it." So that was Ben's quote. She's even bringing the kids to Europe while he's filming Justice League so they can vacation as a family. And I saw some pictures of her online, and she is looking absolutely gorgeous.
Better than she has in years.
She is truly, I'm such a fan of hers. I think she's, I just get a real gut that she's a good person.
That divorce body.
You are. Hey, play it. Play the alarm, Rob. Play the alarm. Come on now. There it is, the misogyny alarm. Thank you. Lindsay Lohan's new Russian boyfriend is extreme.
Just guessing.
Her new Russian boyfriend is extremely rich, and that's a good thing because she's apparently squandered a lot of her money. According to CelebrityNetWorth.com, she's only worth $500,000, which gives her the same size bank account as former American Idol celebrities William Hung and Justin Guarini.
Ouch.
While we're at it, here's how a bunch of other former stars from 10 to 20 years ago are doing today according to their assets. Akon. Who the hell is Akon?
He had a song.
Yeah, he's a rapper, as you would say, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
$80 million. He's got $80 million.
Does he it? Really?
He's got $80 million.
I think Akon, if I'm not mistaken, it gets a piece of Lady Gaga's money because he discovered her.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah, on his label.
Fred Durst has $20 million. Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, $13 million.
Oh, wow.
Mandy Moore, Chingy, and Shaggy, $10 million.
I love Shaggy.
That candy Zoinks. Song from Mandy Moore.
And now it starts to go. It starts to go in a different direction. Now Ashley Simpson, $8 million. So Jessica Simpson's sister's
not bad. Take a loan from
pretty
Jessica.
Good for one song. Brian Setzer, I was surprised at the $6.5 million. He's been working hard for a long
that
time.
That big band,
yeah,
costs money.
Band,
it does
probably, yeah, probably sucking the money out of him. Mark McGrath, $6 million.
Oh, Fly Sugar Ray, nice.
Ja Rule, Tom Green, and Blue Cantrell, $5 million.
Well, that's not bad. And Ja Rule went to jail.
Yes.
Yep. Cisco, $4 million.
Thong song.
Great song.
Ryan Cabrera, $2 million.
MTV reality star.
Yeah, he should not have more than Lindsay Lohan.
Dated Ashley Simpson for a cup of coffee.
That's good.
Farrah Franklin, one of two who got kicked out of Destiny's Child, $1.5 million. That's kind of a drag.
Yeah, you think no, Farrah was never the star.
Bayon.
Aubrey O'Day was.
Wow. Lou Bega, Willa Ford, and Steve Anthony Lawrence, who was Beans from Even Stevens, they all have $1 million.
And here's Lou Bega counting his wallet. One,
two, three, four, five. Kia, not the car.
Oh.
She's the rapper who brought us My Neck, My Back.
Oh, nah, nah, wow. Nah, 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 how many nah. dollars that up to?
Well, you'd think for all that yes. effort that she wanted people to put in to use that tongue. Sarah Palin canceled her Trump-related appearances yesterday morning because her husband, Todd, was involved in a serious snowmobile accident on Sunday night. He was in intensive care and broke 8 ribs
on
his snow machine.
Snow machine.
He had enough.
But it apparently wasn't that bad because Sarah changed her mind and appeared at a Trump rally in Tampa yesterday afternoon. Before flying,
and she looked heartless. She looked good and crazy too.
She was like ramped up. She gets real ramped up.
I hope
up
you make it. I gotta go stump for Trump.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I gotta go see Mr. Trump. Sorry, Tad.
Hey, was real sorry to hear about your 8 broken ribs. Bye.
Sorry about that, Tad.
All right, now a little something something for you. Chuck E. Cheese is closed early
no.
in Lexington, Kentucky on Saturday night. because staff was overwhelmed by the number of kids in the establishment, according to police.
Oh, yes, God.
A corporate spokeswoman blamed the situation on a manager who decided to close the restaurant early. Police were called to the restaurant at about 6 p.m. after a report of a large disorder, according to scanner traffic. The cops said that the disturbance was verbal and did not involve physical fighting. When officers arrived, they found a few parents and some employees in the parking lot. People were just upset, according to one of the officers, that they were shutting the store down. They said staffing there wasn't up to par, and they weren't able to manage that many kids.
Oh, rough.
That's bad.
Corporate spokeswoman Alexis Lynn described the situation as a case of a manager on duty going rogue. She said the store's general manager had to leave early Saturday because her daughter broke her arm. The manager left in charge of the restaurant literally said she wasn't feeling well and closed the location.
Not okay.
I'm not feeling well. There's a dynamic person. I'm not feeling well. Close the Chuck E. Cheese.
Shut it down.
The spokesperson said, obviously, that manager is being investigated at the moment. Yeah, that's the story. I'm just curious about one thing about this manager in charge.
What's that?
Who ratted her out? Anyway, we'll take a break. Kicker stories, kicker lines that make daddy laugh. I'm sorry. Just was looking forward to that the whole show. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun.
Get it? Ratted her out.
Got it. Anyway,
I know. I didn't need to explain it. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Michael Merritt Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Oscar winner Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary and I have dinner at Outback. It was good, but the waiter insulted Gary.
That wasn't a good idea.
Also, details about our live show at the DC Improv.
It's going to be a big hit.
Check it all out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes and leave a 5-star review. And be sure to download the new Tony Perkins Show app. Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony
Listen to the Tony Perkins Show and buy a t-shirt, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, how would you like a free upgrade for your smartphone?
Yes.
No strings attached. It's easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows on the More Network with ease. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. It's the easiest way to get the bonus show. Plus, you can use it to contact us, and it even links you directly to our Amazon portal. It's kind of cool when you click on the app and you say, call them right now, because of all the calls that we've been taking. How easy is that? And speaking of easy, downloading it is a snap. Just go to the App Store and type in TMOS, then hit search. Whether you're iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. Sooner than later, 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and improve your TMOS experience, and do so instantly. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, March 15, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
I mentioned this on Facebook today. I don't feel that the timing is coincidental. I feel that it is on purpose. Because remember, before the Super Bowl, the NFL said that they're not prepared to say anything about football injuries having anything to do with mental injuries like CTE and concussions, right?
Yes.
Yesterday on Capitol Hill, a representative for the NFL.
You mean football collisions?
Collisions.
Anything to do with.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, I got it.
Jeff Miller, who represented the NFL, was on Capitol Hill talking to representatives.
Hi.
And the thing is that why would they suddenly reveal this the night before the biggest political Tuesday of all? Because, maybe it's because they won't be the lead story the next day.
I don't, you know what? As far as the NFL is concerned, you're talking about one of the most sophisticated PR machines in business.
Yes.
And I would put nothing at all past them.
But anyway,
whatsoever.
This is what went down on Capitol Hill, and it surprised a lot of people. And you can actually hear the surprise in the Congresswoman's voice.
Mr. Miller, do you think there is a link between football and degenerative brain disorders like CTE?
Well, certainly Dr. McKee's research shows that a number of retired NFL players were diagnosed with CTE. So the answer to that question is certainly yes, but there's also a number of questions that come with that.
Is there a link?
Because we feel
that, or I feel, that, that was not the unequivocal answer 3 days before the Super Bowl by Dr. Mitchell Berger.
Well, I'm not going to speak for Dr. Berger.
You're speaking for the NFL, right?
You asked the question is whether I thought there was a link, and I think certainly based on Dr. McKee's research, there's a link because she's found CTE in a number of retired football players.
It really surprised me that it broke yesterday is all. And
yeah, and here's the thing about it. I, as someone who saw the movie Concussion, I want to know numbers. And by the way, when we had Dominic Foxworth on the show, who spoke very eloquently about that subject, and that was one of the things we discussed, I want numbers. I want to know, and they have them. I want to know, what is the percentage? How many of the former football players have these issues? And I don't care if he forgot where the toothbrush is. I want to know all the guys that potentially have this that were involved in the NFL. Because when you're talking about NFL linemen, as it was shown in the movie Concussion with Will Smith, the fact is the number of head collisions for a modern NFL lineman is astonishing. Mm. And I'd like to know how they're doing. I'd like to know how the guys from the 80s and the 90s and the early 2000s. I want to know that. Do you notice how it's gone? You never hear it. You never hear it. You know why you never hear it?
Another reason it was a perfect time for them to make a concession and then back off.
Yeah.
Well, but it's also the other reason. When people like something in America, it doesn't matter to them. It doesn't. People like football. So you're not going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. So in other, you know, I would love to know, just out of curiosity, I'm a huge football fan. I plan on continuing to be a huge football fan, but I'd like to know. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know because the more statistics that are made available to the public, the more you can get a groundswell of support for this and the more they can do, probably a lot more than they can, that they're doing right now, we can find out what you can do to protect these guys a little bit better. It's simple as that. I mean, you listen to Fox. He was talking, Oscar, about the fact that coming out of that movie, you know, he's worried. Yeah. And he didn't have the number of collisions mm-hmm. that the average NFL guy probably
and he was
has
actually
he didn't spend that time in the league.
But he was doing the hitting.
Yeah, he was doing the hitting, too, as a DB. And it's really, it's just stunning to me how you hear that, they sandwich it in, just like Rob says, don't put anything past him, that they timed it that way.
It was so obvious to me. Anyway,
I'd like to know, the number one question I had coming out of that movie Concussion was, how many of these guys, by percentage, are dealing with any issues? I'd like to know.
And furthermore, how long have they known?
Yeah,
I want to know that.
Exactly.
Too.
Anyway, exactly. You know they've got stats.
All right, let's go on to something that really matters, Mike. The Bachelor.
Yes.
Again, your favorite part of the show this week. Do this to placate your brother.
This is
when
I do the Oscar show, but you're going to love this. He made his choice last night.
Ooh.
He rejected JoJo. Oh, no, JoJo.
I came into this not knowing if I was going to find love. I found it with you, but I found it with somebody else more. Nothing about this.
And I really put my heart so far out there for you because I trusted you.
Oh, here we go.
For you to tell me how in love you were with me.
And the
you
feelings
shouldn't
haven't
have done
changed.
That.
JoJo gets the raw end of this deal. JoJo leaves hurting, and I have to say goodbye to a woman who doesn't deserve it.
Exactly. And how does JoJo feel? Oh, not that JoJo, Mike.
Well, no, I thought that's who he dumped JoJo?
No.
He dumped JoJo,
right? He dumped
JoJo,
but it has nothing to do with Bon Skaggs.
Well, we were talking about playing vinyl a little earlier on the show, so I thought we'd pop on a little JoJo on the Mike O'Mara show. Bon Skaggs to sing for you.
Nice.
That's JoJo. Thank you.
JoJo.
Twice I did it.
But Mike, JoJo, she couldn't harbor a grudge.
And I wish I could, hate him.
She wishes she could hate him.
I'm really mad at him, but I can't. I was getting my heart broken, and I still didn't want to see him cry.
And since everyone has done it
Grow
except
up.
Me, allow me to say this. Shut up, Jar.
Okay. Well, she's the big winner because she, you know, ideally will be the Bachelorette.
And she gets all the sympathy.
Yeah.
And he proposed to Lauren, and Lauren said yes. So that's great
for
everybody.
Do you try to low-key your joy at these segments that he plays for you? He's doing this for you.
Mike, they're all
garbage
cans.
I'd like to see you play it again.
Hey, you know what? I narrow cast for everybody. And this is his little slice of the pie.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, I like it.
God.
Okay, let's finish.
Jesus
Why not?
Christ.
Why not? Did you know that the state of Utah, has declared pornography a health crisis?
On Friday, the Utah House of Representatives passed a resolution declaring pornography a public health crisis. Said one mother, if it's not making my son sick, then explain all these tissues.
That's your magic audio book. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm in a little pain at the end of the show here. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. See, Garbage Kids was a porn producer that came on the old Todd and Mike show. The fact that he uses that
one. It's very nice.
Oh, God. Anyway, be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. They're really not. I want to speak to my daughters right now. They're really not.
All okay? Nice people.
There are lots of nice people out there. The,
lots of nice people, Mike.
On your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara telling you, yeah, all right, join us next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao. Last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Drop the beat.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.